What is up, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. It has been a minute since I have actually said that, but damn, does it feel good to be back. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you are new to this podcast, welcome. I'm happy that you are here. Gosh, it has been a long time. And honestly, it's been even longer for me personally, because if you go back and listen to the last episodes that were, oh my God, this spring, I was just recording on my phone. I haven't actually sat down at my desk and had my headphones on and recorded this podcast for a while. So it definitely feels like I'm stepping outside of my comfort zone again. But I'm here and I'm excited to be here. So with that, let's talk about what has really been going down in my life that kind of made me take a step back from recording. It's all good things, trust me when I tell you, but it has been insanely busy, and I feel like my life has been in a growth spurt of some kind, and I've just kind of been trying to keep everything together for this growth spurt to just kind of transpire. For those of you who don't know me, I am married to an amazing man who owns 5 sandwich shops in the New York and Connecticut area called Froggy Sandwiches. And since late 2022, this business has really kind of had a massive growth spurt. And I'm so impressed by it, and I'm so proud of him and his business partner, his brother, for what they have accomplished within these short couple of months. So to give you a breakdown of what has actually happened, they opened up their 5th location in Brookfield, Connecticut. They bought a food truck, which is now being worked on and painted and almost ready to get out to all of the festivals and everything. They have hired a business coach, or a business mentor, I should say. They have taken a lot of business trips to Miami and Arizona to learn and grow and learn the ropes and everything like that. And I've been fortunate enough to go to these trips with them. And, you know, on top of that, I have just been really focusing on my weight loss journey. I believe that I've spoken a little bit about my journey when it came to food and everything like that. And I do plan on having a particular episode where I dive a little bit more deep into my weight loss journey and my relationship with food, because I think that it will help other people know that, you know, it's not just them. You know, we're all healing from something. And yeah, that's an episode for another day. Let's put it that way. But I've really just been going within and meditating and journaling and writing when I can, and just kind of enjoying life. I kind of found myself in a place, especially when it came to my business, where it's like, I don't know where I want to go. I don't know the answer. And for someone who is very intentional with their work and uses intention every single day, I had to let go and let God, and I had to give myself a break, and I had to not feel like I needed to create a program or do things a certain way or do it the way this business coach does it or show up and do it this way. I'm done. I got kind of fed up and tired, and I kind of reached a breaking point, and I had to really be honest with myself and take responsibility for where I want to go in my life and who I want to serve and how I want to serve and what's my message, what's my meaning, what's my purpose, and pivot and try to figure everything out and how, you know, things are going to work out. And sometimes, especially when you are an entrepreneur, I think that those answers come when you take a step back and when you allow yourself to just live and you allow yourself to be the human that you want to be in this life. You know, the messages for me personally, you know, I always find what I'm looking for when I take a step back, when I go within, every single time. It's never when I'm reaching. It's never when I think that I need another course or I need to invest in this sort of program. The answers never come to me then. The answers always come when I am alone and when I give myself that space to feel and to express and to just let the universe work through me. That's where I find my next steps. So if you find, you know, maybe you're finding yourself in a particular scenario that's kind of like the one that I was in, where you think that you need to go reaching, you think that you need to go and take this course, or this course is going to give you the answers, or that coach is going to solve your problems. Take a breather. Close your eyes. Go within. The answers are never in the courses. They're never in the courses. Please trust me when I tell you that, because I have an ample amount of courses and programs that I have personally invested in the last half a decade. And some of them I haven't even touched. It is when you are able to take a step back and take a breather and just recognize the divinity within yourself, that's when you're going to find the answers. You know, I do this work and I, you know, this is the Intuitive Souls podcast, you know, no shit. Intuition comes from within. It doesn't come from anybody else but yourself. And so many people have such a problem with trusting themselves. I know spiritual readers that have a problem with trusting themselves and trusting the wisdom for them. They're very great at giving the wisdom for other people or giving the messages for other people. But when it comes to trusting what is for them and the next step in their path, it's hard for them to trust it. You know, you have so much power within you. All you have to do is learn that you don't need approval. You don't need validation. You don't need a psychic reader to tell you the answers because you already know them. And maybe it's because you don't like the answers. Maybe it's because you're not ready to hear the answers. Or maybe it's because you want things a particular way and that's just not how they are. But at the end of the day, the true purpose for my work, for everything that I do, for all of the content that I give out on the internet, whether that is through this podcast, my Instagram account, TikTok, whatever the hell it is, it has always been to help you trust yourself, help you know the divinity within yourself. Because at the end of the day, this is your journey. These are your lessons. These are your hiccups, your mistakes. This journey is not made to be a smooth sailing experience. This journey is made to give you what you need to help you overcome the karma that you signed up for. That's it. So, again, I'm here to help you trust yourself, and I'm here to help you recognize how powerful you are and that you don't need validation from anybody else. You don't need to be liked by everybody else. God knows I have some haters, and I'm okay with that, and you should be okay with that too, because you're going to help a lot more people just by showing up authentically. whether that is in a messy bun with no makeup and just showing up and sharing your light and what you have to say, you're doing a lot more than what you think you're doing. You're helping a lot more people than what you actually think. So continue shining your light, but also learn to trust yourself. I really, really recommend, like truly recommend, taking a step back. You know, this podcast is going to be almost 5 years old. Holy cow. I can't get over that I've been doing this for 5 years. I really can't. It's incredible. But throughout that journey, I feel like I have died and been reborn like 10 times. Like, holy crap, you know, and that's what it's all about. Don't be afraid to shed the layers that aren't serving you anymore. Don't be afraid to start telling different stories. Don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone, okay? Trust me when I tell you, there have been so many things in my own journey where it's like you're so afraid to have a conversation, you're so afraid to, you know, take another step, but it's in those moments of discomfort that growth that you are looking for comes into fruition. You know, it is so true, you know, it's just so true, because I read all of these books about personal and spiritual growth, and they have so many valid points and so many nuggets of wisdom. But at the end of the day, you know, I take those and I'll put them in my pocket, all that wisdom and knowledge. But at the end of the day, the growth spurt happens in the discomfort. The growth spurt happens when you're taking that step outside of your comfort zone. It doesn't happen when you're listening to the podcasts or reading the books. It happens when you start to feel uncomfortable. It happens when your voice shakes. It happens when you want to, you know, go run and hide. That's where the growth spurt happens. So don't be afraid of it. Learn to lean into it. You know, you've already come so far. And the thing is that you've already been through 100% of the worst days of your life. You have already been through 100% of the worst feelings, the worst sensations, the worst moments of your life. And you got through it. You persevered. You're smarter now. You're stronger now. There's nothing that can stop you. Just know, though, that any spiritual guide or mentor or teacher that tells you that, you know, when you spiritually wake up, it's all rainbows and butterflies, please run the other way. Guys, life is a shit show. Life is filled with ups and downs. And just because you spiritually wake up and understand that you are a soul having a human experience, trauma does not discriminate from that. You know, trauma is still going to show up. Things are still going to happen. Shit is going to hit the fan 10 times over. Just because you're spiritual doesn't mean that that stuff isn't going to show up. It just means that you're going to have a different perspective when it shows up, and you have the tools to know that you are capable of working through all of that. Trust the process. Trust yourself. And that's really it. And this podcast, I don't even know what I just said. What just came out of me? See, this is what happens on the Intuitive Souls podcast, guys. Things just come out that need to be said. So I appreciate everybody coming back. I have so many ideas for episodes and topics that I want to discuss in the next coming weeks. So, you know, for anybody who is an OG that has been waiting patiently for that notification for a new episode, thank you for being here. Thanks for coming back. I appreciate the continued support. I appreciate you guys just holding on for the ride. And if this is new for you, if this is a new vibe, thanks for being here as well. I know I kind of really didn't formally introduce myself, but you know, I'm Erica. I guess I should have done this, you know, 15 minutes ago, but it is what it is. I guess I'll do a reintroduction episode as well. But, you know, the sky's the limit. And thanks for being here. And I appreciate you guys. And I'm still like, I can't believe what just happened. I feel like I just blacked out. And it's been 15 minutes. So I hope that whatever came through gets to the people that it needs to get to. And as always, I'm happy you're here. Let's wake up together.